The following is an audio excerpt of an evening darshan given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on March 31st, 2016 in Sridham, Mayapur, India.
So Jnanidas told me how tomorrow was the appearance day of Siddhas Thakur.
So Jnanidas told me how tomorrow is the appearance day of Siddhas Thakur.
And that at 11 o'clock they would do an abhishek.
And that at 11 o'clock they would do an abhishek.
So Siddhas is a very special associate of Lord Chaitanya.
So Siddhas is a very special associate of Lord Chaitanya.
He is a Jiva Tattva.
He is a Jiva Tattva.
We are all Jiva Tattvas.
We are all Jiva Tattvas.
And so am I.
So am I.
So that means that we are the individual souls.
That means that we are the individual souls.
And we are the just smallest sparks.
And that we are the smallest sparks.
But since Siddhas Thakur, who is non-different from Narada Muni, is empowered by Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He was empowered by Lord Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
He could do some wonderful things. And his love for Lord Chaitanya was unparalleled.
And his love for Lord Chaitanya was unparalleled.
When his son died, he came and found all his family members, his wife, others were crying.
His family members and all others were crying.
So he said, "Why are you crying?"
He asked, "Why are you crying?"
He said, "Your son Gopal is dead."
They said, "Your son Gopal is dead."
Dead? So there's nothing we can do. Don't disturb Lord Chaitanya's kirtan. Otherwise you have to lament for my death also. So then Lord Chaitanya said, "Why there is crying from your house?"
Then Lord Chaitanya asked, "Why there is crying from your house?"
Oh, my son died. Your son died. Come on, that's a major thing. Oh, I didn't want to disturb your kirtan.
I didn't want to disturb your kirtan.
Bring your son's body out.
Bring your son here.
So he brought the dead body of his son out. And then Lord Chaitanya said, "Gopal." "Get up.
Get up."
And the dead son came alive and stood up. He said, "Why have you left Malini and Siddhas?"
And he asked, "Why have you left Malini and Siddhas?"
"So I have had many parents."
He said, "I have had many parents.
But these parents were special." "Because they gave me pure Krishna consciousness." And why you're asking? Yeah, taking me away, and I saw the spiritual world. And you brought me there.
And then you brought me back.
Like that they had a discussion. And Gopal was speaking from the platform of a soul. So then he asked the mother of Gopal, Malini.
Then he asked the mother of Gopal, Malini,
"What should I do?
What should I do?
Because the mother saw he was going back to the spiritual world.
Because the mother saw that he went back to the spiritual world.
She said, all right.
She said, all right.
I'll go.
I can let him go.
And then Gopal laid down again.
Then Gopal laid down again.
And on the order of Lord Chaitanya, he left his body.
And on the order of Lord Chaitanya, he left his body.
And went back to Godhead.
And went back to Godhead.
So then Lord Chaitanya took the body.
And then Lord Chaitanya took the body.
To the Ganges side.
To the Ganges side.
And they performed the final rites.
And they performed the final rites.
And they bathed in the Ganges water.
And they bathed in the Ganges water.
So, similarly, there was one case where Lord Chaitanya, he was chanting in the house of, in the garden of Sridhar Thakur.
Similarly, there's another case where Lord Chaitanya, he was chanting in the garden of Srivas Thakur.
And he stopped.
And then he stopped.
Today I'm not feeling ecstasy.
Today I'm not feeling ecstasy.
I don't feel bliss.
I don't feel bliss.
Who of you is responsible?
Who of you is responsible?
Are you?
You?
Who is responsible?
Who is responsible?
Why am I not feeling bliss?
Why am I not feeling the bliss?
And every devotee thought.
And every devotee thought.
I'm an offender.
I am an offender.
Must be some offense.
It must be due to some offense.
I did.
That I did.
No one could think of exactly why.
Nobody could think of exactly why.
And then Lord Chaitanya started kirtan again.
Then Lord Chaitanya started kirtan again.
And he was dancing.
And he was dancing.
But then after about 15 minutes.
For about 15 minutes.
He stopped.
And after about 15 minutes he stopped.
I'm not feeling any ecstasy.
I'm not feeling any ecstasy.
Is there an outsider here?
Is there any outsider here?
So then Srivas, he looked in his house.
Then Srivas, he looked in his house.
He didn't see anybody.
He didn't see anybody.
He looked around.
He looked around.
He didn't see anybody.
He didn't see anybody.
He saw a basket turned over.
He saw a basket turned over.
He looked under the basket.
He looked under the basket.
There was an old lady there.
There is an old lady there.
He picked her up by the neck and showed her the door and pushed her out.
He picked her up by the neck, showed her the door and pushed her out.
Srivas.
Srivas.
Wasn't that your mother-in-law?
Wasn't that your mother-in-law?
Lord Chaitanya asked him.
Lord Chaitanya asked him.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No. Wasn't that your mother-in-law?
No. Wasn't that your mother-in-law?
I don't know anybody who disturbs your kirtan.
I don't know anybody who disturbs your kirtan.
That was your mother-in-law.
That was your mother-in-law.
You should respect your mother-in-law.
You should respect your mother-in-law.
So, if she was disturbing your kirtan, then I don't mind even if I have to face some problem later.
So if she was disturbing your kirtan, then I don't mind even if I have to face some problem later.
So this was the character of Srivas Thakur.
So this was the character of Srivas Thakur.
Lord Chaitanya said, you're too much.
Lord Chaitanya said, you're too much.
Go beyond the level of duty.
You go beyond the level of duty.
So, and Srivas was very simple-minded.
Srivas was very simple-minded.
So, one day a boat carrying soldiers are docked in Navadvip.
One day, a boat carrying soldiers docked in Navadvip.
It was the change of the soldiers, a routine change.
It was a routine change of soldiers.
But some people said, see this, this is your fault. Now they're going to persecute the Hindus.
But some people said, Srivas, look, this is your fault. They're now going to persecute the Hindus.
And so Srivas, he took it seriously. And he was praying to Lord Narasimhadev to protect all the Hindus. Then there was a knock on the door. Srivas, this is who you are praying to. He's here, please open the door. I'm praying to Lord Narasimha, Lord Narayan. So open the door. And Lord Chaitanya was seated on a car or something. And he had extended his four hands. And he was showing the Narayan form. And so Srivas, he offered his obeisances. Lord Chaitanya said nothing to worry about. When I'm here, you have no fear. So like this, so many pastimes of Srivas Thakur. And tomorrow is his appearance day. So we hope you all have a wonderful Srivas Thakur Adirbhav Titi Mahotsav.
So we hope that you all have a wonderful Srivas Thakur Avirbhav Titi Mahotsav.
Haribo.
This is an audio broadcast of His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj. To receive this audio broadcast on your mobile every day, add the number +91 96819 16108 to your contacts as JPS Archives and send this number a WhatsApp message. Maharaja's message, your advantage.